Shalom to all. Today's Av is Rav Basav Kof Lamed Tes. We are starting near the top of the Amud with a brand new Mishnah. And today's Av is sponsored by Lilu Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sarah Basav Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah tells us a new din of Yerusha that we have not learned about previously. Hineach Banim Gedaylim Uketanim. A fellow dies and leaves over sons, older ones and younger ones, meaning above and below bar mitzvah. Ein Agdaylim Sparnes Al Yidei Ketanim. The older ones are not misparnes, meaning they're not allowed to buy clothing or other things like that. Al Yidei Ketanim, meaning on the expense of the Ketanim, they can't take this money from the estate. V'laketanim Nizan Al Gedaylim. And the Ketanim are not allowed to get food on the expense of the Gedaylim. The reason why we're mentioning these two different things for these people is because the Gedolim, the older ones, don't need so much food. It's their clothing which really costs more money, and the younger ones need more food than clothing. Therefore, we say these expenses of theirs are not allowed to come out of the state. El chalkim shava, they split everything equally, and once they receive their portion, then they can do whatever they want with it. Furthermore, niswa gedolim, if the older ones get married using money from the estate, yiswa ketanim, younger ones can get married as well. Mamar ketanim, if the younger ones say, hari anu noisim v'derech shenasatem atem, we want to get married the same way you did, ein shem lehem, we do not listen to them. El mashanos alam aviyem, nasan, whatever their father gave, he gave. And that's tough luck on the younger ones. We're going to explain what this means in the Gemara. Another scenario, the father died and he had no sons. He only had daughters, older ones and younger ones. The older ones don't get their clothing paid for on the expense of the ketanos, which means they don't get their clothing paid for by the estate, and the younger ones do not get their food paid for by the estate. El chagas b'shava, they split everything equally, and then they take that money and do whatever they want with it. If the older ones got married, the younger ones can get married also. If the younger ones said, we want to get married the same way you did, we don't listen to them. And the Mishnah concludes, this is a chumra we find by daughters over sons. Daughters get fed on the expense of the sons, but do not get fed on the expense of other daughters. In other words, as we're going to see in other Mishnahs as well, that if a father dies and leaves over sons and daughters, the sons have to pay for the food of those daughters. But when he leaves over only daughters, then the younger ones do not get fed at the expense of the older ones. Now the Gemara tells us, Rava says, an older brother that clothed himself and covered himself from the house, which means he took money from the state without permission from his brothers, and he bought clothing with it. Mad avad avad, whatever he did, and there's nothing they could do about it. And that's because in truth they're happy with this, since he's the older brother representing them. They want him to look good and be fitting of his position as a representative. And therefore, if he used money from the state to buy himself clothing, that's fine. Asking more, hold on a second. We learn the Mishnah in Agdam Misparnes Al Ketanim that the Gedolim, the older children, are not allowed to be misparnes. They're not allowed to buy clothing on the expense of the younger ones, meaning they're not allowed to use money from the state. So Gemara answers, Masnis and Brasarcha. Our Mishnah is talking about Sarcha, which means a brother who's a good for nothing. He's a batlan. He sits around and doesn't do anything. So he's not a representative of theirs. And therefore, he's not allowed to take money for his clothing. And if he does, he'd have to pay them back. The Gemara asks, hold on a second. Sarcha Pshita, if he's good for nothing and he's not the representative, he's just a batlan sitting around, it's obvious he's not allowed to use money for himself. And the answer is that no. Malatim, you might have thought that Nichalhu Deloy Ninval is better for them, meaning the younger brothers are okay with it because they don't want him to be demeaned. They don't want him walking around in ripped, tattered clothing. It's just not good for their image. Kamash Mal Chedesh is, it doesn't make a difference. Since he's not the representative, he's a batlan, he's a good for nothing, he's not allowed to use money from the state. And the Gemara continues explaining, we said that if the older ones got married, the younger ones could get married. But then right afterwards, the Mishnah had told us that if the younger ones said, we want to get married like the older ones did, we tell them tough luck. So the question is, what's being said in the Mishnah? What's it trying to tell us? Amar, if you hear the answers, this is what the Mishnah is saying. If after their father died, the Gedolim used money from the state to get married, the Ketanim also, they could get married after their father died using money from the state. If older ones got married while their father was alive, he paid for the chasanas. But Amru Ketanim L'achar Mizavien, and then the Ketanim, after their father died, said, we want to get married the same way you guys got married. Dad paid for a beautiful wedding on the water with a 38-piece band. We want the same thing. We don't listen to them. Whatever the father gave them, he gave them, and the younger ones do not get the same chasana the older ones got. Okay, discuss the mission, and this again is talking about where he leaves over only daughters. So now the Gemara tells us, Avubar Gneva sent the following message to Rava, Yilamdin Rabbeinu, please teach us, Rebbe, what's it in the following case? Love Sava Achla. We have a daughter. Her father died. She borrowed money. She consumed it. She used the money for either food or clothing or whatever it is. V'amda v'nises, and then she got up and she got married. And obviously, she's bringing in her Yerusha to her husband. So, Bala Kechava Yarishava. Is her husband considered like Kech? Is it like he bought this Yerusha, if you will? Or is it like he's a Yarish? Is it just considered like he Yarshined it? Again, the stuff that his wife brought in. What's an Afkamina? Well, a Kechava, if you want to see it considered like a Kech, then we would say, Umil Vape, Ina Given Alkuchais. This is just considered Halva Alpe. It's a verbal Halva. They cannot be collected from Lakuchais. The person whom this woman borrowed money from is not able to collect that debt from his woman's husband because his woman's husband is just a Lekeach. And we know that if a person only has a verbal halva, he can't go to the fellow who lent him money and collect from that guy's Lakuchais. Maybe the husband's considered Yairesh in Umil Valpe Gavimina Yarshim. A halva alpe, a verbal halva, could be collected from Yarshim. So Amalei Rava responded to him, Tanino, we learned that in our Mishnah. What does the Mishnah tell us? Nasa Gedailis, Yesu Ketanais. If the older ones got married, the younger ones could get married as well. Now, my love, doesn't this mean as follows? Nasa Gedailis, Gaelis Libal, that if the older ones got married to a husband, meaning they got married and they brought this Yerusha into their husband, Yisu Ketanois Mibal, that the younger ones, when they get married, they could go to their older sister's husband and take money from him in order to get married. And so we see that the husband's considered Yeresh. However, we say Lai, that's not the proper understanding of the Mishnah. Nisu Gaelis Libal, Yisu Ketanois Libal. All Mishnah is telling us is that if the older one got married to a husband using money from the estate, so the younger one also could get married to a husband using money from the estate. Ask more, hold on 1 second. Is that really so? And so we have a brisa taught beferush that if the older one got married to a husband, the younger ones, when they get married, they can take from their older sister's husband, and must be this husband is considered a yoresh. Tumar says not a raya. Delmashani parnasa des lakala. Maybe parnasa, the idea that the younger ones get supported from the state, is totally different because it has a kol. What does it mean it has a kol? So usually the reason why a verbal halva cannot be collected from lakucha is because, let's say Reuven borrowed money from Shimon and it was just a verbal halva, and then Reuven sold some of his property to Levi. We can't expect Levi to know that Reuven owes money to Shimon because it doesn't have a koil. People don't know about this halva. It was never written down in a document. And that's why when Shimon comes to collect his halva, he can't collect it from Reuven's loikeach, from Levi, because again, Levi didn't know about it. But in case of parnasa, when Yisraelim have to be supported, of course a person knows about it. And therefore it's possible to say that technically Baal loikeach halva, he could be considered loikeach. But nonetheless, the younger daughters, when they get married, would be allowed to take money from this husband of their older sister because he knows when he gets married that his wife's younger sisters need to be supported from the estate. That's what necessarily have arrived from this. I will continue discussing. Papa told Rava, Lav Hainu Shalch Ravin Bigarte. Isn't this exactly what Ravin sent in the following letter? Misha Meis, a person dies, Vinech Almanu Bas, and he leaves over in Almana his widow and a daughter. Almanase Nizanis Menachasav, his widow gets supported from his estate, from his Nechasim, because that's part of the Tanai Ksuba that's written in the Ksuba that his wife gets supported from his estate after he dies. Now, say Nisan Sabas, the daughter gets married, and now she has a husband, and she obviously takes the Yerusha from her father and gives it to her husband. Almanase Nizanis Menachasav, nonetheless, the husband's Almana, the widow, gets supported from the state still. However, Mesa Abbas, let's say the daughter dies and now her husband has entire Yerusha. The question is, does Almana still get supported? And on this, Amar Rav Yehuda, Ben Achaisel Shreb Yosi Reb Chanina, Rav Yehuda, the son of the sister of Yosi Reb Chanina, said, Al Yadi HaYamaisa, with me there was a story, Ba'amru Lacham said, Almanasa Nizanis Menachasav, that Almana still gets supported from his Nechasim, even though his Nechasim went from the daughter to her husband and the daughter died. So you might say the state is not able to be used to support the Almana. Nonetheless, the Almana gets it. If you want to say that a husband is considered a Yairash, Misha Machal Almanasa Nizanis Menachasav, we understand that the person's Almana is still going to get supported from his estate, even though now it's by the Almana's daughter's husband. It's by her son-in-law. Because bottom line is, he's considered a Yairesh, and a Yairesh still has to use his estate to support the wife of the deceased. But if you want to say a husband's just considered a Lekech, why is it that the Almana would still get fed from the estate? It's now by the daughter's husband. The daughter's not here anymore, and the Almana shouldn't be allowed to take from these Nechasim. It must be that we learn from this letter that Ravin sent that Baal Yairesh Hava. However, Omar Abaye says, Elav Deshalach Ravin, Anala Yedinon, even if Ravin would not have sent this in a letter, would we not have known this? Well, Tanan, we have a mission that tells us, Eluhein she'ein chayzen b'yayvel. The following properties don't go back by yayvel. We know that if a person sells their steachuza, their portion in Eretz Yisrael, it comes back to them by yayvel. But the following things do not go back by yayvel. Habachayra, something that a bachar receives, because it's a gift, it's not considered like it's sold to him. Someone who inherits his wife, that doesn't go back to the original owner. Now, it must be that the husband's not a lekeach, because if he was a lekeach, well, then it's a standard case of purchasing property that goes back by yayvel. It must be the husband's a yayresh. So we already learned that from here. We don't need Ravin's letter. However, now we have a different side to this. Amalei Rava, Rava told him, Vahasha the Shalach, even now that we do have this letter from Ravin, Miyadinan, do we still know whether or not a husband's a Yairish? Rav Rabbi Yisrael Chanin, Rabbi Yisrael Chanin already told us, Be'usha Eskinu, and Usha, they were Metakein, this is where the Sanhedrin was. Ha'isha Machar Nechsim Ulug, B'chai Baila, if a woman sold her Nechsim Ulug while her husband was alive, we know that she brings in her Nechsim Ulug, her husband has the rights to the payroids, he doesn't actually own the property, but he's allowed to benefit from the fruits, and here the wife sold her Nechsim Ulug while her husband was alive, Umesa, and then she died, the husband is able to take away those nechasim from the lekuchais. And that would mean that the husband's a lekeach, not a yoresh, because it's like when the husband gets married, that he bought this property from his wife, and now that his wife is selling it to somebody else, well, that's just a second lekeach, and the husband is an original lekeach, which can take away from the new lekeach. And so we see that a husband's a lekeach and not a yoresh. And so currently, it's a little bit confusing, if you will. It seems to be that on one side, a husband's a lekeach, and different side, he's a yoresh. What is he? And therefore, Elam Ravashi Ravashi tells us, Baal Shavu Rabbanu Ki Yoresh, Shavu Rabbanu Ki Lekeach, the Rabban actually made a husband like a Yoresh and like a Lekeach, Ve'echad Tavalei Avdulei, and wherever it's better for him, that's what they made him. If it's better for him to be a Yoresh, so he's a Yoresh. If it's better for him to be a Lekeach, he's a Lekeach. Gabi Yoivel, in regards to Yoivel, Shavu Rabbanu Ki Yoresh, the Rabban made him like a Yoresh, Misham Seyed Day, so that he doesn't lose out. As we had said, if he's a Lekeach, then when it comes Yoivel, he'd have to return this property, and in order for him not to lose out, we say he's like a Yoresh. Whereas Gabi Rabbi Yisrael Reb Chanina, in regards to Rabbi Yisrael Reb Chanina's case that we had just mentioned, where a woman sold her nechsim ulug while her husband was alive, and then she died, we had said the husband could take that property back from the person who had bought it from her. Shav Yerabanu Klekeach, the Rabbanu made him like Klekeach, Mishum Seyedei also said he doesn't lose out. If he's like a Yairish, he would lose out, whereas if he's a Klekeach, then he doesn't, and he could take that property away. And Gabid Ravin, in Ravin's case, which is on the bottom of Amud Aleph, where father had died, left his Yerusha to his daughter, she got married, bringing the Yerusha into her husband, and then she died, we had said that Almana, this guy's mother-in-law, still gets fed from that property, Mishum Seyedei Almana, Shav Yerabanu Kiyairish. In order that the Almana doesn't lose out, we say the husband's like a Yairish, and that's the only reason why we say it's like a Yairish, because we don't want the Almana to lose out. Ask the Gemara, Gabid Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, in regards to Rabbi Yisrael Chanina's case, where the wife sold her nechsem elug and then she died, the ikab say the lekuchas. Over there, there's a loss of the lekuchas because the husband is going to go to lekuchas and take them away. But the Rabban said the husband's like a lekeach, and he could take that property away from the lekuchas. Why do they establish that? The same way that in order to protect the Almana, they said the husband's like a lekeach, in order so she could continue getting fed from her husband's property. Why don't we help the lekuchas over here, the ones that bought the nechsem elug from this woman, and say that the husband's like a yairish, so now the husband is not able to take those properties away? So my answer is Hassam over there, in Asidu Anafshayu. They lost out. It's their fault that they bought the nechsem elug from the woman. Kivin the ikabal, since she was married, she had a husband, loy bay leil mizben me'itza diyasvi tu segavra. They shouldn't have bought the property from a woman who is still married to a man. If she's selling her nechsem elug and she's still married, these purchasers, these lekuchas, know they really shouldn't be buying that property because her husband has the rights to the pay rice, and therefore it's their fault that they bought it, and that's why they lose out completely when the wife dies before her husband. They took a risk. If the wife died after her husband, so then they would rightfully own the property. But since she died before the husband could take it away from those lekuchas, and therefore there's no reason for their bond to make it a kana to protect them because they were the ones that got themselves into that mess. Hadron al chiyash noichlin, Mazar finishing the 8th parak of Mesechus Baba Basra. Just like we're going to finish this parak together, we should be going to finish the entire Mesech together, and of course, all of Shas together. And moving on to a brand new parak, continuing to discuss Yerusha. Misha Meis, a fellow died, v'niach banu v'banais, and he left over sons and daughters. Bizman shan nechasim merubin, when there's a lot of nechasim, they're merubim. Habanim yirshu v'habanis yizunu. The sons inherit the property, and the daughters, they get fed from the property. Basically, the sons take everything, and they just have to write a monthly check to their sisters. Whereas nechasim muatin, if there's not enough property, there's minimal stuff, habanis yizunu v'habanim yishal apsachim, the daughters get fed from that money, and the sons have to go knocking on doors, or they can get a job, either which way, but they don't get anything from their father, because everything goes to the daughters. Now, Admoin says, b'shvil shani zacher ifsati, because I'm a male, I lose out. And Amram Gamliel says, Royani is devri Admoin. I see what Admoin is saying is correct, and we actually paskin like Admoin because Ram Gamliel said, Royani is devri Admoin, and therefore the sons are not going to lose out. And we're going to explain in the Gemara what exactly that means. Now, first, the Gemara clarifies, Mekam Merubin. How much exactly is Merubin? What does that mean that the father left over in a chasim that are Merubin, and that allows the sons to inherit everything? So, Amram Yudam Ravi explains, Kadesh Yazunu Mehen, Elu Ve'elu, Shne Masar Chaydesh. It has to be there's enough value in the Yerusha that Elu and Elu, the sons and the daughters, are going to be able to be supported for 12 months. So let's say every person needs $100 a month. So that's $1,200 per person, and he left over one son and one daughter. It has to be that he leaves over a minimum of $2,400 in order for the son to Yarshin, and then he would be paying for the daughter's sustenance. If not, we don't say that. Now, Rav Yehuda continues talking. When I said this in front of Shmuel, this was after Rav died, Rav Yehuda went to Shmuel to learn, and so he told this over to Shmuel. Amar, he said, Zu divi Rav Gamliel by Rebbe. This is Rav Gamliel by Rebbe holds. Avacham, Amar L'cham, say, Kadesh Yezunu Mehen, Elu Ve'elu, Ad Shibagru. It's not just that each of them have to be able to be supported for 12 months. Each of them have to be able to be supported until they grow up. Once they grow up and they're able to get married, they're able to support themselves, so then they don't need money from the state. But up until then, they need money. It's not just 1 year. Now, Itmar Nami has also stated, Kiyosu Ravin, Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar B'yechon, Yikwad R'b'yechon, saying, V'amrilon, some say, Amar Rabbi Barchana, Amar B'yechon, that was Rabbi Barchana, would say the name Rabbi Yechon, Kol Shiyazunu Mehen, Elu Ve'elu, Ad Shibagru. If everyone, the sons and daughters, are able to be supported until they grow up, Hein Merubin, that's what we mean by Nechasim Merubin. Pachas Mikan, but if it's less than that, Harelu Mu'atin, then they're considered Nechasim Mu'atin. Ask more, hold one second. Let's say there isn't enough Nechasim for everyone to be supported until they grow up. Kuf Mem Amud Aleph on the top. Shakul Hu Banus Lekulu. Does that mean the daughters get everything? Let's just, for example, use a random number that they need $1,000 to support all the sons and daughters until everyone grows up. And there isn't $1,000. The father only leaves over $900. That means that the girls get everything? How does that make sense? Ela Marava, rather Rav explains, Maitzin Lehen Mezonis Labanus Achi Bagru Vashar Labanim. That we take however much money the daughters are going to need for their Mezonis until they grow up, and then the rest is for the sons. In other words, let's just use our example of $1,000. If there's $1,000 in the estate, and that's enough to support everybody until they grow up, the sons are going to take all $1,000, and then they're going to write monthly checks to the daughters. But if there isn't, there's only $900, then we take out whatever's necessary for the daughters, and the rest of the money is given to the sons. Now, that might seem like semantics, because either which way, the sons are going to end up with the same amount of money. Who cares if they get all the money and are writing monthly checks to the daughters, or from the beginning, they're only going to be receiving a certain amount of money? Either either which way, they're going to come out with the same amount of money at the end of the day. So what does it make a difference? And we're going to see in later Gemaras that there actually is enough Gemina, whether they're receiving this money, Midin Yerusha, that's only when there's enough for everyone to get until they grow up, or if they're just receiving Midin Shair Labanim, that the rest goes to the sons. That's not considered Yerusha, and therefore that money that the sons receives is going to be treated differently. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.